Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
So we are looking at the prophetic team, and we beheld His glory. But on the Sundays we are looking at in vision, say in pursuit of vision. All right, help me read, whether you have it in Dagbani, in Ewe, in Asante, or in Frafra, whichever language everybody go. Unto life and to godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory. Amen. Father, once again, we approach your throne with a sense of humility, knowing that you can. If you don't speak, we can't hear. Therefore, we yield our minds, our hearts, our soul. We yield our bodies unto you. Make our heart a fertile soil, a good ground with an incorruptible seed will find a place and begin to grow mighty and bountiful harvest. The harvest of righteousness whereby we will live accordingly. We thank you that you are here, Holy Spirit. Use me as a vessel of honor. Let my words, the words you speak through me, echoes in eternity. And let those who will hear me now and hereafter be blessed in Jesus' name. I thank you, Holy Spirit, because you are here to bless me. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of the living God. Amen. Right from the scripture, we understand that every child of God is called unto something. Every child of God is called unto something. Every child of God is called. Come on, tap somebody and say, you are called unto something. In the rendition of Peter's theology, you know, in the New Testament, primarily apart from the Gospels, when you come to the epistles, it's mainly about Peter and Paul and some few other writers. But primarily, there are two schools of thought, that of the Peter's theology and that of the Pauline. But this is what Peter is saying, that according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us. You have been called to glory and to virtue. In similar rendition, we also saw how the Apostle Paul said the same thing in his own theology as well. According to Romans chapter number 8, verse number 13, he said that to whom he predestinated, them he also called. And them that he called, them he also justified. And them that he justified, them he also glorified. So you realize that both Pauline and Peter's theology are in line. That every child of God, you have been called unto something. And that thing is glory. Oh, you have been called into glory. When you become a child of God, God hasn't called you into shame. He hasn't called you to disappointment or failure, but he has called you into glory. Erade frewa on frewso obegu enimase emo frewso be shewe nimo nyam o frewso be pija o frewso be yokasie o frewse obema nanimo nyam no adadi ewo abrapom enene botaya onyankopon e de fre ojidini bia. Somebody is blessed. Na sa botaya onyankopon afre ama no enye botaya wo na wo decide anasa wo na wo chire botaye kro. Don't decide the plan or the purpose. You don't decide what you do in life, what you are called into. You don't decide what you are called to do. Tell somebody, you don't decide what you are called to do. But whatever you are called to do, you come to discover it. You come to know it. You come into it. God has already prepared it, and He brings you into that which He has called you into. And that which He has called you into is what we call vision. Say vision. Adia onyankopon pese wonya no enye wo na wo kokko wo na wo decide na wo chire nemom no adia onyankopon pese wo ye no asiesie ne dada a ode wo bem adia onyankopon afre wo se beye no ene ne afre no enisuo adi hu no kaje onya se enisuo adi hu no enisuo adi hu no enye de wo pese wo ye. Oh, when Niswa Dehunu is saying, oh, in fact, me person me a doctor. When Niswa Dehunu is saying, oh, me person me a nurse, person me call nursing school. When Niswa Dehunu is saying, me be school and person me worry, me huno ba kama kama biya me person me worry no. When Niswa Dehunu is saying, oh, me Niswa Dehunu is saying, me person me kwa brochure me tu kwa katunia say person me tu kwa. And no enya Niswa Dehunu. Katrina said, "No, no, 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 ambition. One kasa no, 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 Bible, dear dancer, my dear sister. Last week, we can watch Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 4. Onyankopon asem eba Jeremiah nchen se. Kato onyankopon asem. One can't just say, oh, yes, suspect. Pese me kaburofo. Onyankopon asem ba Jeremiah nchen se. Tiedi eno, enum no. Ansa na ubeye moja tuwa wa onayem no. Namye radima ede. Na me rade mes ma tewo ho na ma show say be ye difo e mama mai tie enye ne yare ma ya pese obeye nemum ne onyankopon ka kire no say onye wey enye ne swade ho enye yare me ya ni pene say obeye odifo nemum e rade asem ba ne nche say Jeremiah, answer now your mocha to our na I am not mere rad my day. Any more data. No messias, your matel home. Said be ye defo. It ye mea, a bra born in a city now or bass as seasonal. Na a ye dear when you uncle pointing mu po, I can't find a home and obefell. Sana obibiara ba Christo moon and now ben uncle ponchino. Ansa na ye be wo no na onyankopon wo tirimu bomi e fa wa brabo onye accident wat me se wo onye by accident onye by mistake amen if we say you came to this world with a program and with a plan and no any friend and he swore. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. And you know, who hulu sign is what you know. And now who hulu ni enyame ashu frel sebe yeno. Any of you said, first service, I gave another example. Genesis chapter 12, verse number 1. Bible says na onyan kupon e kachre Abraham said, sorry, free ukro. On my out as well. Any abusian of free mu. Any wedge of fear. Kwa asasia mere radimede. Mechinos. Twas mommy. Verse 2. Na mirade mema wa ye oman kese. Na meshrao na mama udin ayakese. Na wo ubeye inshira. Erade asamba ninche. Sorry free oman awoteso. Sorry free ni pakua odo. Wede fie na kobe bia mirade be den. Erade asisie inshira. Emma Abrabo Biera and Nam Onyankopon Trimu Paul so at the Bano Onyankopon says in Shamas Abrabo. Your amen is Shaman. Entity in your vision is your glory. What any swag dehuna Onyankopon the Mawa Nantimono and on a chre when Nimu Yam. Se onipa anase animonyam abraba wobo enti obi a onante ewo eniswa bihunumu no omo animonyam abraba onye den ah mesemese se omo animonyam ayede dia oye bia no eye binjima kase binjima binjima ne se odikobo hotel na jiego chale I say na say we business we kura na abaso chale mame nkonko try no dia kobo tell na yash nisikashe amen na chale afi waso she say there e kwa so kura na ide aba chana chale mekobi no ayire ne ho no akobi afi wo ya tell na tina ni so afi no aye dia frustrated adentia if you say nyankopon pa ema na brabo praise God e dia radi chere sa sa nsemi ni se mi no mi no behunu ni pe ni anantim ni abrabo na ye ni monyam she dia unna monyankopon pemu a emfa won ni ye wo ye wo betimi aton ice water e radi nam ice water ne so ebe mo wadi ye wo ami ni samame. You can go on, but tie and quan is there. But tie a cotton bank. And no one said, when you put tie, I can go on. No! You are frustrated because you are working or walking in your own ambition. Praise God. Your amen is weak. Hallelujah. Somebody is blessed. So, when you discover what you have been called to, then you begin to see God's glory and His goodness in your life. Somebody is blessed. Now, this vision that every man must discover, it comes through certain channels. Say certain channels. Sir! And you saw a deal. I was a obibiere hun. No, what me up for any moon yam abrabono. And I'm near my muniso and about two channels, two basic channels. Go with me to Romans chapter 11, verse 29. Romans chapter 11, verse 29. Or say, now, on yam coupon, I'm much a dear and a friend. On your day, it's without repentance. The giftings and the callings of God are without repentance. There are two channels by which we discover God's plan or vision for our lives. That is the gifting channel. The calling channels. Say the gifting channel. And the calling what? Hallelujah. 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 Now listen, he said, these channels, the gifts and the callings of God, and anything of God is heavenly. Adia, a man who said, Praise God. They are heavenly. These channels are heavenly. Say, these channels are heavenly. Now, if they are heavenly, then Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 is telling us that we must go up and take up the gifts and the callings of God in order to make us what? Discover God's plan. Praise God. We must go up. He said, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking to me. Amen. They said, come up here. Praise God. And I will show thee what things which must be here until we come up to the place of God where his giftings and his callings are released. We will never discover his blueprint for our lives. Somebody is blessed. I said, somebody is blessed. Hallelujah. Now, I told you from last week that if we had to go up, then we need ladder. We need ladder. We need ladder. Because it will take ladders, steps, certain steps, in order to climb, to go up. Say, you bet me a kosro. Near who near when you go on putaya or womayena. And you will say, Inya, friends. Because ladder no, it was steps bia. E do be call be bia. We be hunu onyankopon de be. Ne botaya e wo ma wo de e abrabo. E rade e ma wo me se ne botaya. In the last week in the steps no, e wo ladder no. You di kai ka say, you have to be a friend of God. Hallelujah. You have to be what? A friend of God. Number two, yes, I can say, I was say, unya ocho enya obrasye akuma. The spirit of meekness. Meekness or joy dear baby. Because Bible says one hour chuo no a rade a chew on the na kwai. Amen. First service, the third ladder, and our third steps are. And what's the minimum you need? The first row. Now you think in Saka, Nyankopo, ni trimu pow, and my ya brabono. And then you do so. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8 to 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We are on the third ladder now. He says, which none of the princes of this world knew, for they had known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. Verse number 9, as it is written, no eyes have seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. God has prepared for those who love him. Verse number 10. But God has revealed it unto us by his spirit. Underlined by his spirit. The Bible is yours, I guess. Now he said, for the spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. Praise God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. Underline the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit. I wish I have enough time, but continue with me. He said, now we have received not the spirit of the world, which does not know the things of the spirit of God, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. Somebody say amen. The 13 says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with what? Now this is the deal. That this is where I'm just want to hit it and I'm done. He said what? But everybody go. The natural man receiveth. Come on, do that. The natural man receiveth. Oh, you can do it with an attitude. The natural man receiveth the things of the spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually. Now, I came to introduce to you the third ladder that everybody must use to climb up to know the vision of God for your life. It is your spirituality. Listen, he said, natural man is somebody who is not born again. Listen, the Bible talks about carnal and spiritual. There are people in church who are Christians, but yet they are carnal. We call them natural man. Natural man, say natural man. Oh, come on, push it. Tell somebody natural man. They are natural man because they are not born again. The Spirit of God is not in them. The Spirit of God doesn't dwell in them. And because the Spirit of God doesn't dwell in them, they are not able to connect with the Spirit of God, which is able to download the things of God to them. Dear, this is my last point I'm making on this, because this is not what I want to dwell on. The message is on the podcast. But listen to me. There is no way that an unbeliever would be able to compete or do well, better than a child of God. There is no way. Why? Because for everything that the unbeliever or the natural man is doing is an ambition. He's trying to work with his strength, which has a limit. Nanso nia oya honhom ni na o disane honhom na o nim onyankopon trim ba e ma na bra bono. Bible say dear anywa we enhu da aso we nante da ene nia enwura akoma biara bu da no eno na erade o de be man no o ame no yare ma na dodo. If you really need a full message, log on to podcast right now. Unibia, download it from Apple Store or Play Store. The message will be a blessing to you. Because that is what I dwelt on in the morning. Spirituality. Spirituality is not tongue speaking. It is not a realm you enter. It is a lifestyle you live. Is somebody here with me? What do I mean by spirituality? Yielding yourself, your members. When I talk about your members, I'm not talking about the members in the church. I'm talking about your spirit, your mind, your emotions, your soul, your every being to the things of the spirit. Because number one, you are a spirit being. So if you don't heal those things, the Bible says, natural man won't mean receive anything. So that is that makes the difference in church. There are people in church who are carnal, who are natural, and they have to do everything by their own strength, and they keep on failing and keep on failing. And they are spiritual men who are led by the Spirit. The Lord shows them what to do. The Lord leads them what to do. The Lord guides them in their businesses, in whatever they do, and therefore they are always flourishing. They don't do things by their own dictates. I feel say the warrior's messiah. Because we heard the way we see Karen who are sorry. Sister, no, on a juma, on a juma, on a juma. The one chairman, and then my bam pam with it. The warrior's messiah, obeying, person you see and the one. Hey! Tell somebody be led. I feel the crack of boss baby. 1 year, 2 years down the line, suffer my year mistake. In fact, come in. And so now I did. In Germany, I'm pretty sad. Radiant friends of a Jojo. Jojo now knew a problem, a one walk of a bag. In commission, a one wedding. Senka will yield your life to the Spirit of God. In theology, we call something numericals. Say numericals. That's the study of the Spirit. Yielding yourself to the Spirit of God. Oh, my own, quite no affair. Now go and listen to the message. Somebody is blessed. So now let's go. So in this service, the first ladder you need to come up to the place where you will discover God's vision for your life. Ha, somebody is blessed. Give me Psalm number 16, verse 11. Psalm number 16, verse 11. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now help me read. Everybody go. Thou. No, no, no. Let's read it with an attitude. Everybody go. Thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there are pleasures. Bam. Those who said, amen, you are there. He said, thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence, there is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand, there are pleasures. Evermore. The first ladder in this service and in all, the fourth ladder, I want you to take note. He said, is the ladder of his presence. The ladder of his presence. The path of life. The path of life. The path of life. The path of life. Abrabokwaino. It is shown in his presence. That's the word. This is not fabrication. The path of marital life, the path of career life, the path of a glorious destiny is shown in his presence. He said, thou wilt show me the path of life in thy presence. Is the fullness of joy. Now listen to this. Listen to this. This is very, very important. This is very important. When you get into his presence, disciples. He shows you the path of life. Oh, come on. Can I push this further? When you get into his presence, he shows you the path of life. And when you find the path of life, it becomes joy and pleasure for you. It is the life he shows that brings joy. The path he shows that brings you pleasures evermore. Let me tell you something. There is no way you can ever find joy in your own ambition, in your own quest to make it. You can only find joy and pleasure for your life when he shows you the path of life. And he only shows you his path in his presence. So his presence becomes a step that you need to take in order to get to the place where he will show you the path of life. The Bible says that there is a way that seemeth right. There is a path that seemeth right, but the end thereof leads to death. I refuse to walk in that path. When you think you are walking on your own path, doing that which will bring you happiness and joy, that is when God says, you have missed it. You have missed it. What from quine? What from quine? What from quine? Why? Because he hasn't shown you. One place where God shows you the right path, that is in his presence. Come on, come on, come on. I'm pushing it, I'm pushing it. Is anybody here this morning? If I were you, to life, to know the right path for me, is to always be in his presence. Because when I'm in his presence, I wouldn't miss my way. Somebody's blessed. Now the question is, how do we receive his presence, or how do we come into his presence? Hey, Psalm 100, verse number 4. He said, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. He said, I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I will enter. I will come into his courts. I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and bless his holy name. Say, I will enter. You see, when I'm preaching and I'm pausing like that, it means there are more revelations, but I'm being careful as to whether to release it now. I will enter into his gates. So how do you receive the presence? You enter in with adoration? How do you create His presence? Come on. How do you enter His presence? Through the instrumentation of praise and adoration. If anybody wants to know the vision of God for your life, you must climb up. The steps to climb up is to enter into His presence. Because in His presence, He shows you the path of life. Now, you enter into His presence through the instrumentation of praise and adoration. Somebody's blessed. Adoration is not a church thing, but it is a lifestyle. I thought you were dropping it. Drop it. I hear you. And then tum tum. And then you did banner. What kind of nahingwa? His presence. Eh? Church activity. Tell somebody it's not a church activity. To sing praises and dance here is not a church activity, but it is a lifestyle for every child of God. It is something you must live by. It is something that you are. In fact, as a matter of fact, you are praise. Your life must be a praise unto God. Everything about you must be a praise unto God. Remember, He said that it is He that made us. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. That is why I said, therefore, let us come. It's because you are. That is why you come with. I push it. Hashtag me. I said, it is because you are. Praise. That is why you come with it. No, you know, you can't give what you don't have. If you don't have praise, I can't create it. Some of you are hypocrites. As a matter of fact, you come with all kinds of burdens and it's drawn on your face. But the moment we start singing, you pretend as if you are enjoying it. Oh boy, you are not enjoying it because you are not made of praise. You are made up of bickerings. You are made up of confusion. You are made up of bitterness. You are made up of unforgiveness. But yet when you come to church and they start lifting song, you pretend as if you came with praise. You didn't come with praise, but you came full of something else. I pray that today your praise will not be an activity you do in church, but your praise and your adoration will be your lifestyle. You rise up in the morning at home, you start praising God. You go to the business center, you start praising God. Every moment in your life, you start praising God. Every step you take, you start praising God, because in your praise, you create His presence. You create His presence. You create His presence. You create His presence. And as you create His presence, He shows you the path of life. The path of life. Nobody who prays ever miss the path of God for his life. Because the moment you start praising Him, you create His presence. That is why I don't have time this time around to be angry. I don't have time this time around to have bitterness. I don't have time this time around to have certain feeling of anxiety, uncertainty. I don't have, tell somebody I don't have time for any kind of bickerings and this one did this and this one did that and pointing fingers and blaming game and this one did this and you hurt me and you did this and you done that and you are the cause of my failure and because you didn't do this, tell somebody out. Because anytime you start harboring bickerings and bitterness and unforgiveness, you cease to be in His presence. You cease to be in His presence because in His presence doesn't tolerate. Can I push this further? I'm bringing my message to a close, but God wants me to push this to somebody. Let me tell you, don't create an atmosphere that will kill presence of God in your life, anytime, any moment, anywhere. Don't! The moment you start having that bad feeling about yourself and about the people around you, you are killing His presence. The moment you started pointing fingers, blaming people for your trouble, you are killing The moment you become moody, you don't know what is happening to you, but yet you are moody. When you nya when him on Sunday, look as a man away me. You drove His presence away from you. Let me tell you, I don't have time to be arguing and to ask, why did you do this way? Why didn't you do it that way? And anyone who doesn't create the presence of God around you, you know what you're missing? You are missing the path of life that must bring you joy and pleasures evermore. This is the word of God. So, service. I want to admonish somebody who is listening to me that God expects you to create His presence. Say His presence. It must be a thing that you do every day, every minute, every second. In fact, be conscious and create His presence all the time. When you are fond of argument, when you are fond of always thinking that somebody doesn't like you, you kill His presence. Let me tell you something about bitterness. Don't be bitter. Yes, what they did to you is bad. What you are going through is not good. But never be bitter. Because anyone who is bitter, what you are saying is that God cannot help you anymore. Your life has come to an end. So you are bitter about the person who didn't help you. You are bitter about somebody who was supposed to be there for you and wasn't there. And all that you are saying is that your world has come to an end. God cannot help me anymore. God cannot help me anymore. I expected this person to help me, but he didn't help me. That means my world has come to an end. God cannot help me. Stop being bitter about yourself. Instead of being bitter, start praising Him. Start thanking Him. You may not have it now, but start thanking Him. Stop complaining. Stop blaming other people. He promised you, and so what? He said He would do it, and so what? Remember, He's a man. God is the ultimate. When He promised, He will never fail you. Is anybody here with me? Stop being bitter. Tap somebody and say, stop being bitter. Stop nagging on issues. Stop lingering on issues. Unforgiveness. 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 Something trivial. Something that you can't. You could. The Lord spoke to me the other day. That Pastor Robert. And I said, yes, Lord. I said, why do you get emotional about issues that you can solve easily? An issue that you can call the person, my brother, my sister, my wife. This is it. If I went wrong, I'm sorry. And because I feel I'm right, I get emotional about it. Why should this person worry me? Why is this thing happening? Meanwhile, if I had gathered the courage and come to the person and spoken with him, everything would have been settled. I would have created a good environment around me where God will show me the path of life. I thought you were clapping to Jesus, not unto me. Stop being too full of yourself. You have been too full of yourself. Calm down. Sometimes you may be right, but you still need to go down. Just for the presence. I refuse to be dragged to issues that will take his presence away from my life. The greatest sin is not fornication. The greatest sin is not adultery. The greatest sin is a sin of iniquity. You know the sin of iniquity? The sins you harbor here, not to let go. And that, when you do that, you miss his presence. Is anybody here? Let me give you one more scripture. I mean, then. Oh, I know you wouldn't like me from today, but I've said it. Wow. Isaiah chapter 30, verse number 29 to 30. Let me just expose this and I'm done. How many of you believe you have come to Truth Encounter Service? This is truth. Eh? Eh? No quarrelsome, no any. You have missed the presence a long time. If I were you, I would be smiling. I would be saying, thank you, Jesus. I would be singing. I would be celebrating God. Because when I do that, I enter into God. And in his presence, he shows me the path of life. Isaiah 30, verse 29 to 30. Everybody help me read. Now he says, ye shall have a song. Come on. Are you with me? Do it better. Everybody go. You shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept. God bless you, Papa. And gladness of heart as when one goeth with a pie. No. Put it in the Amplifier or in the NIV or any other version. Let me show you something. Okay. The pipe there, let me interpret the King James. The pipe there simply means a trumpet. Or see, you shall have a song. You shall have what? As in the night. When a holy solemnity is a word, is kept, and gladness. Gladness of what? Whose heart are we talking about? Huh? No, my heart. Your heart is not glad. Amen. You know, people find it difficult even to smile in church. In church, they still find it difficult to do what? Everybody smile unto Jesus. You don't know what a smile is. Smile is when your teeth is what? Yes, give an offering. Give an offering. Amen. Now he says, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe. It was saying, you open your now when you want to bear son, I don't know. Now, when you are a command, a when it's here. Now, no, no, you said to Sir Ben to Anasa Ben. Now, Uber Boa Ben.
somebody here with me? Now he said, you will come into the mountain of the Lord. Do you know the mountain of the Lord? The church. You will come to this place, to the mighty one of Israel. Don't expect anybody to make you happy. Happy yourself. Don't expect any situation in this life to ever make you happy. Create your own happiness.
Some people go to the stand and say, what dog give me? Say, my dog,
amen. My dog, why are you there?
Because listen, when you are happy, you're not happy for the one who is hurting you. You're happy for yourself. Why? You are creating his presence around you. And out of his presence, he will show you where to go, what to do, the people to be with, and what will happen in your life.
Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah.
Wow. Don't let your life be crowded with depression. Don't let your life be crowded with depression. Everything in this world cause you to be depressed. If you are to really look at issues one by one, what if you're crying? What if TV? What if Facebook? Yesterday I almost cried. I almost cried. Let me not say it. But the point I'm trying to make is that don't be crowded with what? Depression. Don't allow yourself to be crowded with depression. Now, just all the opposite will be a hunu say, and I media, yem pemasem.
Hey!
Ubin pewasem ape wumasem. No. Break yourself from the bondage of depression. One of the office will be in person. Namie, don't are you not selfish? Office will be in person too, but when you know him, who will be answering? Who will be an kasa? Who will be any fine because office will be in person? Nanka would see when you want, Kabedan in person.
Stop!
Listen. We are living in a generation where your man at time for I am so powerful. A basi a bumper at time for your money. You look at people's status and it's all about enemies. I told someone that when are you going to say put something on your status that will edify somebody rather than it's like in quotes, Sabio. I said, yeah, Obo Biakutia. Tell somebody it is time to break free from depression. Don't allow it. Break free. Break free. Because anytime you do that, you cease to be in his presence. Step out from the oppressor. Step out from the oppressor. Do you know who the oppressor is? The one that is keeping you in bondage. What your dream be as say, what dream will say, would you be unpowered? But who told you the number of people who loves you and want to be with you and spend time with you and have fellowship? You have no idea. But because you are found under certain bondage, you feel that. I pray for this church. I pray for everybody here that today you will stand.
shepherd from every oppression and depression. Be on your feet. Hallelujah. 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 The question is, why are you emotional about something you can easily solve? Why? Why? Ask yourself, why? Why are you too emotional? If you had just let it go and have your brother and have your sister. Tap somebody and say, stop being emotional. Is blessed. Raise your hands to the Father and thank Him. Just celebrate Him.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.